Title: Fabio Ableton Live 12, Reverse Cymbal Blueprint with Crisp Transients and Dusty Mids. Intro: Welcome. In this advanced edits lesson, we're building a Fabio-style reverse cymbal blueprint in Ableton Live 12. The goal: a wide reversed swell for movement, a short forward transient for bite, and a parallel mid-chain that adds dusty texture without smearing the highs. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices and routing so you can reproduce it exactly and save it as a reusable template. Lesson overview: you'll create a grouped reverse cymbal rack, audio or instrument rack, that plays a long reverse tail, triggers a short forward click line to the hit, and splits into three parallel processing chains: low fill, dusty mid, and high crisp. We'll use drum bus, saturator, redux, grain delay, and EQ8. Four macros will give you quick control: transient amount, dust amount, tail length, and width. What you'll build: a grouped rack that contains a reversed cymbal tail and a short forward transient layer, splits into high crisp, dusty mid, and low fill chains, sculpts crisp attack on highs and dusty grain in the mids, exposes four macros for fast tweaks and automation. Step-by-step walkthrough. Preparation: choose a clean cymbal or crash sample with a clear attack and long decay. Use a 44.1 or 48 kHC WAV if possible. Duplicate so you have two copies, one for the reverse tail and one for the transient layer. A. Create the source track, start a new audio track and name it CYM Reverse. Source: drag the cymbal into clip view and to Nut Warp. Duplicate that clip to a new track named CYM Transient. On the Sim Reverse source clip, right-click and reverse clip. Trim the reversed clip so its end lines up where you want the cymbal hit to land in tempo. Add a small fade-in at the start of the reversed clip. Drag the clip's top left fade handle to avoid a click. On the Sim Transient clip, keep it forward and make it very short. Set the clip start and loop length to include only the first 40 to 80 milliseconds of the cymbal hit. This will be your click layer that provides the crisp transient. B. Align and group position the forward transient so it plays exactly where the reverse tail hits. The reverse tail should swell into the transient boundary and the forward click should coincide with that moment. Select both tracks and group them with CMD/Ctrl+G. Rename the group Fabio Reverse Cymbal Blueprint. C. Create parallel processing chains. Drag an audio effect rack onto the group track and open the chain list. Create three chains and name them High Crisp, Dusty Mid, and Low Fill. Split the frequency bands. High Crisp: put EQ8 first and set a high pass around 4.5 to 6 kHC to isolate highs. A slight boost at 8 to 12 kHC of 1.5 to 3 dB adds sheen. Dusty mid: EQ8 is a bandpass centered roughly 400 to 1200 hc with Q around 1.0 to 1.8 to capture mid grain. Low fill: use a low pass cutting above 200 to 260 hc to preserve subtle body if needed. D. High crisp chain: processing for attack after EQ8. Add drum bus. Keep drive low, crunch at zero, and increase the transient knob to taste. Try +4 to +8 as a starting point. Follow with saturator set to analog clip or soft sign, with 1 to 3 dB drive and a dry slash wet around 20 to 40% for edge. Optionally, add glue compressor with a fast attack of 1 to 3 milliseconds, release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and a 3:1 ratio to control peaks. Use utility to widen slightly, +10 to +30%, for stereo shimmer. Keep low content mono in the low fill chain if necessary. E. Dusty mid chain: processing for texture after EQ8, insert redux. Start with bits around 10 and sample rate reduction near 22 to 30 kHC. A good reference is -24 kHC and 10 bits. This adds grain in the mids without destroying highs. After redux, add saturator analog clip with 2 to 5 dB drive and dry slash wet around 30 to 50% to thicken the dust. Add an auto filter set as a subtle bandpass or low pass and modulate it with a slow LFO. Rate 0.05 to 0.15 hg, low depth, for gentle movement. Add a short grain delay with 0 ms pitch, 1 to 7 ms delay, and dry slash wet between 5 and 12% to smear micro detail like vinyl crumbs. Keep these effects subtle. This chain is texture, not the main loudness source. F. Low fill chain: keep the low chain minimal. A slight low shelf boost around 80 to 150 hg and a gentle glue compressor will provide body if the cymbal contains low content. Keep the level low. This is fill, not a primary element. G. Macro mapping and balancing: map four macros inside the audio effect rack. Macro 1, transient amount. Map the drone bus transient on high crisp with a range that feels musical. Macro 2. Dust amount. Map redux bits and slash or sample rate reduction and the saturator dry slash wet on dusty mid so one control ages the sound. Macro 3. Tail length. Map a utility gain on the reversed clip chain or, if using sampler slash simpler, map the amp release or a device gain to control tail length. Macro 4. Width. Map utility width on high crisp and dusty mid, scaling so dusty mid narrows at low values and gets wider at high values. Use asymmetric macro ranges where useful. For example, map drum bus transient from 0 to plus 8, but set the macro range so center positions are safe. H. Adding more transient bite. If the single forward transient needs more bite, add a synthesized click. Create a simpler with a sine or triangle. Short decay 20 to 60 ms. Pitched in a high area like 2 to 6 kHz, high pass at 1.2 to 2.5 kHz, add light saturator and fast glue compression. Blend this under the forward cymbal transient or alternatively boost a small bell at around 6 kHz on the high chain with a Q of about 2, and plus 3 to plus 5 dB time to the hit. I. Group level glue and final processing. Group the rack output and add final processing on the group. EQ 8. Gentle high cut above 16 to 20 kHz and a small dip around 600 to 900 hz if the cymbal sounds honky. Drum bus. Light drive tilde 1 and myrit transient for overall punch. Utility. Map the stereo width macro for the whole group. Limiter. Final ceiling at minus 0.3 dB to catch peaks. J. Instrument sampler version. If you prefer MIDI triggering, load the reversed audio file into sampler as the tail. Set a long release on sampler's amplitude envelope for tail length and optionally a pitch envelope for subtle decay pitch shift. Create a second sampler zone map to the same key for the forward transient with a short envelope. Send sampler output through the same three-chain audio effect rack. K. Final balancing and automation. Automate tail length and dust amount across the arrangement to create movement. For example, increase dust amount during breakdowns and lower it for drops. Automate transient amount for heavier or lighter sections. Starting parameter references. High crisp. EQ 8 high pass around 5 kHz. Drum bus transient plus 6. Saturator drive 2 dB. Glue attack 2 ms. Ratio 3:1. Dusty mid. Band pass around 800 hz. Hue 1.2. Redux bits equals 10. Sample rate tilde 24 kHz. Saturator drive 3 to 4 dB. Grain delay dry slash wet tilde 8%. Tail fade. Reversed clip fade in 10 to 40 ms to avoid clicks. Tail volume automation minus 3 to minus 6 dB as needed. Start macros neutral around 50% and tweak to taste. Common mistakes to avoid. Using only a single reversed clip, it will sound smooth but lack attack. Always layer a forward transient. Overdoing bit reduction. Heavy redux settings will wash out top end. Saturating globally before the split. Crushing highs kills crispness. Do parallel processing. Over-widening dusty mids. Keep mids mostly mono or slightly narrow to avoid phase issues. Reversing warped clips with transient markers on. Reverse raw clips or export reversed audio to keep alignment. Too long grain delay or too much dry slash wet on mids. This can sound like phasing rather than dust. Forgetting a mono check. Your chain may introduce comb filtering. Check mono to make sure the transient survives. Pro tips. Create a short high-passed click layer pitched slightly differently left and right for perceived width, without smearing mids. Automate the redux sample rate to gradually age the cymbal during an intro. For ultra-crisp transients, duplicate the transient layer. High-pass it at 3.5 to 6 kHz and push the drum bus transient on the duplicate. Use sidechain compression keyed from the kick or snare to duck the reverse tail at hit points if it masks elements. Save the group as a rack preset named Fabio Reverse Cymbal Blueprint so you can recall it. In sampler, use the release stage to control tail length for real-time performance. Mini practice exercise. Create three versions and export stems for comparison. Version A. Subtle. Dust amount 20%. Transient amount plus 3. Tail length medium. Version B. Grimy intro. Dust amount 70%. Redux bits around 8. Tail length longer. Automate dust down to 30% at the drop. Version C. Max punch, transient amount plus 8, duplicate transient with extra high pass click, dust amount 10%. Export 4 bar stems of each and a slash B them with a DNB kick slash snare loop. Document macro values and how they change placement in the mix. Recap, you now have a repeatable Fabio Ableton Live 12 reverse cymbal blueprint, a reversed swell for movement, a stacked forward transient for bite, and a three-way parallel rack for tonal control. Use drum bus. Saturator, Redux, EQ8, and mapped macros to control transient, dust, tail length and width. Save presets and automate dust and transient to create dynamics across your drum and bass arrangement. Final workflow notes. Map tail length to utility gain or sampler release since macros can't directly map to clip fades. Use asymmetric macro ranges so neutral positions are safe. Freeze, flatten, or resample your final version to save CPU and stabilize behavior across systems. Always check mono compatibility and make sure the dusty mid-chain is slightly narrow to avoid cancellations. That's the blueprint. Save it, test the three practice versions, and iterate. Small tweaks often yield big improvements in a dense drum and bass mix.